Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, everybody, and welcome to another episode of The Preacher and the Miracle Man here on this Monday, February 11th of 2019. And I'm your host for this evening, the Miracle Man. And it's always my pleasure every time I get to come on board and do the show for you guys. Yeah. God's helping us. It's amazing what all we've been able to accomplish. We love it when you guys, when you listeners choose to come on board and be a part. And that is a real awesome thing. It really is. Really, we really enjoy having you guys. Before I get into the program, things I do need to let you know. Unfortunately, this is the way it's been going lately. Another episode, another weather bulletin that involves some kind of winter weather message from the National Weather Service. This time, National Weather Service has issued a winter storm warning for Midland, Bay, Saginaw, and a couple of counties in the Thumb until noon on Wednesday. Hazardous weather, 5 to 8 inches of snow, combined with approximately a tenth of an inch of ice, will make travel very hazardous. In this area, it looks like it's going to be 2 to 3 inches tonight, 2 to 3 inches tomorrow, 1 to 2 inches tomorrow night. The reason, however, for the extension until noon of that storm warning is because of blowing and drifting snow for Wednesday morning with gusts as high as 40 miles an hour. So, bottom line is, parents, I bet you're pretty tired of this. Be on the lookout for school closings. Many districts have used 10 plus here in Michigan. It's just been the kind of several weeks it's been. It's just been insane. We can't get a break from Mother Nature. Every 3 days, we get hit again and again and again. You want to know what the good news is, folks? The good news is, with Jesus on the inside of our hearts, it can be warm and sunny, 70s, 80s, all the time. Never a rainy day, not the bad kind. Never the snow. No winter storm warnings. No wind chill warnings. No ice storm warnings. No. With Jesus in our hearts, on the inside, it's nice and warm and sunny. Yes, and I like the sound of that a lot better than all these warnings and all these so I, you know, and this is part of what, and that's just a side note as to why it's such a great thing to have Jesus on the inside of you. The real reason to accept Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior is because that's the only way to heaven. That's the only way to heaven. Is through Jesus. You know, I heard a little song when I was little on one of those cassettes. Cassettes, if you're under the age of, I would say 21, don't worry about it, what a cassette is. Usually pastor will say something like, if you're under 50, don't worry about it or something, but this one maybe like 21 or something. Maybe closer to 18 or something, but I digress. I heard a song, and it said, oh, you can't get to heaven on roller skates. Oh, you can't get to heaven on roller skates. And it was kind of funny, I thought, because it's kind of a reminder. You need Jesus in your life. You can't get there on roller skates. You can't get there on a skateboard, ice skates, a treadmill, none of that. Only through knowing Jesus as your Lord and Savior. Now, before I tell you listeners how to be a part of the show, how you can have others be a part of the show, let me communicate the plans for this evening. That is, we are going to delve back into chapter 17 of 1 Samuel. We're going to go through the second half of that chapter again. Because there's some things I want to mention. And then chapter 18 we're going to read. And then Hebrews 11, if time allows. I've got a lot of sports stuff I want to get to, so I don't know if we'll get to it. But I'm going to keep talking about giant killers. Now, God is always with us when we fight our battles. He's always going forth, always hemming us in. He's always on time. And we're going to be discussing that in just a little while. Listeners, those of you who have been with us for a while, whether it be several months or a year or the whole year and a half, just bear with me for just a minute. Listeners, newbies, obviously, you found the site. You found, if you are listening to this, you found the way to us. However, I want you to tell other people how they can be a part of this radio program. I've got business cards, so I'm doing my part. I want you to do your part. And that is word of mouth or putting it on your Facebook, getting it out somehow about how to be a part of the show. Because we're believing God to double and then triple the audience of this radio program here in 2019. And it's not for me that I want that to happen. It's for God. What you can tell the prospective listeners, friends, family members, whoever, they can go to blogtalkradio.com. Once again, the website is blogtalkradio.com. You'll see a search bar once you get on there. In the search bar, you want to type in Upfront Entertainment. Once again, that is Upfront Entertainment. After you, after you get on that, you'll see a link that says Live in Large. And I want you to click on that link. And then once you click on that link, you'll see a button that says Miracle Man. No, a button that says Miracle. Yes, a button that says Miracle Man, and we want you to click on that, because then you'll be on the website. We also have a follow button. We want you to hit that follow button, because then you're going to start getting notified when we get ready to do our shows. Tomorrow night, we're going to do the show tomorrow night, even if it's at my house or whatever. So Mother Nature decides snow day? Well, with Miracle Man, if it's one of the normal days we do a show, it's a show day. Think about it. Solar school is called a snow day. Well, on my show, it's still show day. Well, and then Wednesday night, we'll do a show. It's always generally 6:30 to 8 p.m. that we run these programs. Monday, unless otherwise noted. And it's always a smart thing to listen to this program on your smartphone. Always a smart choice. It'll never fail you. You'll never feel sorry if you make the choice to listen to this program. That's a choice you'll never feel sorry about. If you do, it'll be like, you're sorry for wanting to learn more about God? I don't think so. Excuse me. My point is, it's a good idea to listen to this program. It really is. And we love you folks tuning in like this. It means an awful lot. Great things are happening. You'll be able to follow us on Facebook soon. Because we're going to create a Miracle Man Facebook page. On it, you'll be able to follow it, you know, like and follow, like how Facebook allows. Like that's what you do on Facebook. You'll be able to shoot Miracle. I mean, you'll be able to shoot prayer requests. So prayer requests up there. You'll be able to throw your testimonies up there for Testimony Tuesday. I'll make note of them. And we'll go from there. And you'll be able to connect with us, the team here, and it'll be an awesome thing. That way we can keep you engaged even when we're not on the air. So the other days you want prayer or whatever, you'll just be able to just let me know. And I'll take it to my prayer closet. Or you want to ask me something? Maybe we'll want to do a trivia game, some trivia or something, and we'll have some fun with that. But we also, in addition to all the technology and online, we have a phone number where you can call in and talk to me directly. If you have questions about this weather thing, we could talk about that. You want to talk about God? You know, talk about God fighting our battles? We can talk about that. Do you want to talk about, generally we can talk about generally anything you want to talk about, as long as it is not about politics. You call in and you want to talk about politics, what's going to happen basically is I'm just going to tell you, pray for your leaders. And then I'll say, you know, if you didn't vote last time, you should have. because you don't have the same right to complain if you're not voting in the election. You don't have that same right. You don't have it. So, the number to call in is area code 215-383-3810. Once again, that is area code 215-383-3810. Listen for the prompts. When you have the prompt that says press 1, you'll go through the call screener. My assistant, Rachel, will answer the phone. She'll let me know that we have a caller. And then I'm going to say so-and-so from wherever. You're now live on the Miracle Man show. What say you this evening? And then at that point, after I say what say you or go or whatever, thank you, Bill O'Reilly, by the way, for that, because I really like that. And so, prayerfully, we can get some great calls tonight. Okay? Now, a couple things I want to bring to your attention before we get into prayer and to the Word of God. And one of them, cheesy bacon fries at McDonald's. If you have not tried them yet, you're missing out. I had them for the first time 2 weeks ago. They were very good. I was going to get them tonight, but then I changed my mind and got some other stuff instead. I'll get them soon, though. They're delicious. Right now, this week, if you got the mobile app on your phone and you registered for the deals, in this market, you'll be able to get a free medium soda with purchase of a bacon cheese fries. Now, that's a sweet and a savory deal all in itself. So, you can get that dose of bacon in, because after all, everyone needs bacon. You got the cheese. You got America's favorite fries. And then you get the best soft drink in the world, Coca-Cola, if you make that choice at the fountain. If you go for the other choice, Dr. Pepper. No one's going to judge you for that. If you go with Sprite, Tropical Mixed Berry, or that other, Fanta, no one's going to judge you for that. Or Werner's or any of the other choices for that matter. I will say, though, Coke is the winner every single time. That was it. And cheesy bacon fries. The simple joy of... I was trying to think of one. The simple joy of bacon. Yes. Yes, I love that. Included in the bacon lineup is the bacon Big Mac, bacon quarter pounder with cheese, and I believe bacon chicken sandwich also. Maybe someday soon I'll get one of these bacon sandwiches. Right now I just stick with, if I want the bacon, I just stick with the cheese fries, but who knows? Also, folks, while we're on the bacon thing, folks, guys, you know how you'll get your significant other flowers for Valentine's and maybe a box of chocolate. Ladies, why don't you get that guy bacon for Valentine's Day? Bacon. Or a bacon donut. Or something delicious like that, like be it a pig donut or a garlic burger or... No, I'm dropping no hints. Just really good, like, food item that you think they might like. Because I wonder if there's a flower that's special for guys. Like, there's the roses for all the ladies. I wish there was a flower that was, like, for the guys, because then I could recommend it. But us guys, we get our equal time. That's why we want bacon. Okay, I'm going to get off of this, and we're going to get into prayer and the Word of God and just a minute. Let me just check my clock. Okay. We're going to pray. And then we're going to open up the Word of God. We haven't done this in a while, so once in a while, I just think it's good to take a minute and pray in the Spirit here on the program. Folks, if you're not filled with speaking of new tongues and speaking in tongues, ask the Lord to fill you right now. I'll just clear my throat for a second. We're going to pray in tongues for a brief moment. And then we're going to pray regularly. Kika mahodre, shikika mahodre, mana manana. Leke mahodre, mana mana, shodre, mana mana. Kushuk mahodre, mana shodre, mana. Shikika mahodre, mana shaka mabama, mana mana nasti. La shaka mahodre, mana shodre, mana mana. Lede nana ma shoko ma hodre mana mana. Leke ma hodre mana na shika ma hodre mana. Le sheka ma hodre mana mama. Le sheka ma hodre mana baba. Come on, you know what you're doing when you do this? You're building up your spirit, man. You're building yourself up. Hodre mana shoko ma hodre mana na shika ma hodre. Lede nana ma shodre mana shika ma hodre mana sha. Lashak mahodre mana, shrit deshtenana mana, sidka mahodre mana. O Heavenly Father, Heavenly Father, Master, I thank you, Jesus, for these listeners that have made the choice to come on board tonight to listen to this radio program, to learn of you, to receive from you. Yes, we have fun and we do some things, but we're taking this next little bit of time to learn of your ways, to receive something from you. I just thank you that these people come with open hearts and open minds, ready to receive. I thank you, God, that you use me as an oracle tonight so that I may have the greatest delivery possible. And I give you permission to just come in and interrupt me if you so wish. And Heavenly Father, I pray right now, I confess over this radio program
that.
Sponsors and partners come into this program. Finances are coming into this program. Increases in listenership are coming into this program. And most importantly, God, souls, salvations, people are giving their lives to you, will choose to give their lives to you, God, on this radio program. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. Let's open our Bibles, please, to the book of 1 Samuel 17. Woo! 1 Samuel 17. First Samuel 17. We're going to go to about halfway down. Let me just see exactly how long it is so that we can just taking a look, so sorry for being quiet. 58. Let's go to let's start with verse 20. I think it'll be a little bit more than less than halfway through the chapter, but guess what? This way you get most of the story. Possibly all of it. Brought to you by the Shamrock Shake at your local McDonald's. Early in the morning, David left the flock of a shepherd, loaded up, and set out as Jesse had directed. He reached the camp as the army was going out to its battle positions, shouting the war cry. Or the war cadence. Israel and the Philistines were drawing up their lines facing each other. David left his things with the keeper, and his supplies ran by the battle lines and greeted his brothers. As he was talking with them, Goliath, the Philistine champion from Gath, stepped out from his lines and shouted his usual defiance. And David heard it. And when the Israelites saw the man, they all ran from him in great fear. Now the Israelites had been saying, "Do you see how this man keeps coming out? He comes out to defy Israel. The king will give great wealth to the man who kills him. He will also give him his daughter in marriage and will exempt his father's family from taxes, exempt his family from taxes in Israel." So, you see, that was the first tax breaks. David asked the man standing near him, "What will be done for the man who kills this Philistine and removes this disgrace from Israel? Who is this uncircumcised Philistine that he should defy the armies of the living God?" They replied to him, what they had been saying and told him, this is what will be done for the man who kills him. When Eliab, David's oldest brother, heard him speaking with the men, he burned with anger at him and asked, why have you come down here? And with whom did you leave these few sheep in the desert? I know how conceited you are, and how wicked your heart is, and you came down only to watch the battle. Now what have I done? Asked David. Can't I even speak? He then turned away to someone else and brought up the same matter. And the men answered him as before. What David said was overheard and was reported to Saul. And Saul sent out to him. David said to Saul, let no one lose heart on account of this Philistine. Your servant will go and fight him. Saul replied, you're not able to go against this Philistine and fight him. You're only a boy. And he's been a fighting man from his youth. But David told Saul, your servant has been keeping his father's sheep. When a lion or a bear came and carried off a sheep from the flock, I went after it, struck it, and rescued the sheep from its mouth. When it turned on me, I seized it by its hair, struck it, killed it. Your servant has killed both the lion and the bear. This uncircumcised Philistine will be like one of them, because he has defied the armies of the living God. The Lord, who delivered me from the paw of the lion and the paw of the bear, will deliver me from the hand of this Philistine. Saul said to David, go, for the Lord be with you. And the Lord be with you. Then Saul dressed David in his own tunic. He put a coat of armor on him and a bronze helmet on his head. David fastened on his sword over the tunic and tried walking around because he wasn't used to them. He just on the spot. I can't go in these, he said to Saul, because I'm not used to them. So he took them off. Then he took his staff in his hand, 5 smooth stones from the stream, put them in his pouch, and his shepherd's bag, and with a sling in his hand, he approached the Philistine. Meanwhile, the Philistines, with his shield letter in front of him, kept coming closer to David. He looked David over and saw that he was only a boy, puffy and handsome, and he despised him. He said to David, am I a dog that you come at me with sticks? And the Philistine cursed David and by his gods. Come here, he said, and I'll give your flesh to the birds of the air and the beasts of the field. David said to the Philistine, you come against me with sword, spear, javelin. I come against you in the name of the Lord Almighty, the God of the armies of Israel, whom you have defied. This day in Israel, you have defied. This day, the Lord will hand you over to me, and I will strike you down and shut up and cut off your head. Today, I will give the carcasses of the Philistine army, the birds in the, of the air, and the beasts of the field. And the beasts of the earth, and the whole world will know that there is a God in Israel. All of those gathered here will know that it is not by sword or by spear that the Lord saves. For the battle is the Lord's, and he will give all of you into our hands. As the Philistine stepped closer to attack him, David ran quickly toward the battle line to meet him, reaching into his bag and taking out a stone. He swung it and struck the Philistine on the forehead. The stone sank into his forehead, and he fell face down on the ground. So David triumphed over the Philistine with a sling and a stone. Without a sword in his hand, he struck down the Philistine and killed him right there. I added the right there, that part, I'm sorry. Struck him down and killed him. David ran and stood over him. He took hold of the Philistine's sword, and he drew it from the, killed him. He cut off his head with the sword. When the Philistines saw that their hero was dead, they turned and ran. Then the men of Israel and Judah surged forward with a shout, and they pursued the Philistines to the entrance of Gath and to the gates of Ekron. Their dead were strewn along the Sherem road to Gath and Ekron. When the Israelites returned from eating, from chasing the Philistines, they plundered their camp. David took the Philistines' head and brought it into Jerusalem. And he put the Philistines' weapons in his own tent. As Saul watched David going out to meet the Philistine, he said to Abner, commander of the army, "Abner, whose son is that young man?" Abner replied, "As surely as you live, O king, I don't know." The king said, "Go find out whose son this young man is for me." As soon as David returned from killing the Philistine, Abner took him and brought him before Saul, still holding the Philistine's head. "Whose son are you, young man?" Saul asked him. David said, "I am the son of your servant Jesse of Bethlehem." Now we're going to continue on to 18. Praise God. After David had finished talking with Saul, Jonathan became one in spirit of David, and he loved him as himself. And Saul kept from Saul, after Saul kept David with him and did not let him return to his father's house. And Jonathan made a covenant with David because he loved him. Jonathan took off the robe that he was wearing and he gave it to David, along with his tunic and even the sword, his bow and his bolt. Whatever Saul sent him to do, David did it so successfully that Saul gave him a high rank in the army. And this pleased all of the people and Saul's officers as well. When the men were returning home after David had killed the Philistine Goliath, the women came out from all of the towns of Israel to meet King Saul with singing and with dancing and with joyful songs and with tambourines and lutes. As they danced, they sang, "Saul has slain his thousands, and David his tens of thousands." That's where we get, one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight, folks. Saul was very angry. This refrain called himself, "They have credited David for tens of thousands, for tens of thousands," he thought. "But me, with only thousands, what more can he get but the kingdom?" And from that time on, Saul kept a jealous eye on David. The next day, an evil spirit from God came forcefully upon Saul. He was prophesying in his house while David was playing the harp, as he usually did. Saul had a spear in his hand, and he hurled it, saying to himself, "I'm going to pin David to the wall." But David eluded him twice. Saul was afraid of David because the Lord was with David, but had left Saul. So he sent David away from him and gave him command over 1,000 men. And David led the troops in their campaigns. Verse 14, "And everything he did, he had great success." I mean, verse 16, "Everything he did, he had great success because the Lord was with him." When Saul saw how successful he was afraid of him. But all Israel and Judah loved David because he led them in their campaigns. Saul said to David, "Here is my only daughter, Merab. I will give her to you in marriage. Only serve me bravely and fight the battles of the Lord." For Saul said to him, "I will not raise a hand against him. Let the Philistines do that." But David said to Saul, "Who am I? And what is my family or my father's clan in Israel that I should become the king's son-in-law?" So when the time came for Merab Saul's daughter, to be given to David. She was given in marriage to Achitophel, the Noab. Now Saul's daughter, Michal, was in love with David. And when they told Saul about it, he was pleased. I will give her to him, he thought, so that she may be a snare to him, and so that the hand of the Philistines may be against him. So Saul said to David, now you have a second opportunity to become my son-in-law. Then Saul ordered his attendants, speak to David privately and say, look, the king is pleased with you. And his attendants all like you. Now become his son-in-law. And they repeated these words to David. But David said, do you think that it's a small matter to become the king's son-in-law? I am only a poor man and little known. And when Saul's servant told him what David had said, Saul replied, say to David, the king wants no other price for the bride than 100 Philistine foreskins to take revenge on enemies. Saul's plan was to have David fall to the hands of the Philistines. When the attendants told David these things, he was pleased to become the king's son-in-law. So before the allotted time elapsed, David and his men went out and killed 200 Philistines. He brought their foreskins and presented them full number to the king so that he might become the king's son-in-law. Then Saul gave him his daughter, Michal, in marriage. When Saul realized that the Lord was with David and that his daughter, Michal, loved David, Saul became still more afraid and he remained his enemy the rest of his days. The Philistine commanders continued to go out to battle. And as often as they did, David met the more success than the rest of Saul's official officers. And his name became well known. Oh, wow. Hello. Hello.
How you doing?
Good. Who is it?
It's Ann. Mom.
Sorry about that. I'm busy. Sorry about that, folks. Someone was just talking to me. Let's see here about this David thing. So, back to the David and Goliath. So we see that Saul had a certain robe he wanted to give David. David tries it on and he says, you know, Saul, I can't go in these. I can't go fight in these. Or we might say, you know, this isn't going to work. So he just took it off and he just went out there with his sword and everything else. Now he dropped his things off and he just picked up the stones and the sling to take down Goliath with those. And he took down, and you know when the donut sticks are coming out? But anyhow, folks, you see, he went out there and he struck down David with just the stone, the stones and that went into the sling. And the sling went around and around and around and around. You know, stones went in the sling. And the giant came tumbling down. And the giant came tumbling down. And it fell to the ground. And he didn't even have a sword in his hand at that point. He just had the five stones in the sling. Sling on round. Hit David. Took down huge Philistine giant. Kind of like how Mike Tyson upset that crazy fighter. I forgot who he upset, but he upset someone big time. But that was a lot more than just the sports thing. But it was. That would have been a pretty big upset. That would have been like what we had last year with that Virginia thing. That 16 seed beating a 1 seed, which had never happened. It did. Then we went on and read into chapter 18 tonight. And what we discovered there, God gave success to David. David had success in everything he did. He did. And people came out, all these ladies came out dancing and cheering and that. And people were saying, Saul has killed Saul has slain his thousands. And David has tens of thousands. This is why we always tend to say, if one can put 1,000 to flight, two can put 10,000 to flight. Of course, Saul wasn't happy about it. Saul was angry when he saw that David had a lot more success than Saul did. Saul wasn't happy. And he tried to kill David in chapter 18. When we go into chapter 19 in a couple days, we'll discover that he tries to do it again. I'm not going to do that tomorrow because tomorrow's Testimony Tuesday, and my dad has a testimony that I'm going to have him call in and share it at some point. I'm going to get in contact with him at some point. A bit later in the show. before sports, but, you know, after we read the Bible, I'm going to have him come on board and tell his testimony. If he wants to. I'm not going to force him to do it, but if he wants to, I'd be honored to have him come on board and tell it to us, because we believe in real testimonies from real people. Because you know what? We're real people. We got real problems. But we serve a real God. Anyhow, when we look into that on Wednesday, we'll see that Saul tries to kill David yet again. Because Saul hated David. He hated him. He did. But, you see, everything David did at that point, he had success. And at that point, he had been very humble. And he admitted, I'm just a poor man. I'm just a little guy. I mean, I'm just, you know, he admitted, I'm not well known. And by the way, that was after he fought Goliath. That was after he fought the lion. That was after he fought the bear. After all of that, he said, folks, me? I'm not well known. I'm not well known. He humbled himself before God. At that point, he had been humble. He was humble. You want to know something, folks? Pride comes before the fall. Don't come after. It comes before the fall. Sorry about that. Just taking a swig of. Okay, that's fine. I still got some time left. I was just checking my clock. We don't got football. We got some other sports, but I'm gonna preach a few more minutes. Let me say it this way, folks. Do you still have a minute to give the miracle man to talk to you, preach to you for a few more minutes? Amen. So, what you see here is he didn't just have that success on his own. God was with David. God was with David. God. He couldn't have killed Goliath without God. Are you kidding me? I can almost guarantee you that Goliath could have just hit David. You know, like in the head or something with a certain thing or somehow. Knocked him down, taken him out. But God was with David. And David killed the giant. You know, you may have a giant staring at you right now. Could be a financial giant. A layoff notice, a foreclosure, something like that, something financial. Or you could have maybe a giant, like, one of your kids. And they go like, oh, my son, he went out, he was living for God, but now he's got into some trouble, now he's in jail, or whatever. Or now they say I got cancer and all that, or whatever. Well, these giants can be just there in your way. You want to know what, though? God is on our side. God wants to help us through the battle. With God, all things are possible. God is fighting for us, pushing back the giant. I mean, pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that can never be shaken. And enemies defeated. Sorry about that, folks. That was just my phone. But as I was saying, God is fighting for us all the time. He's pushing back the darkness, lighting up the kingdom that can't be shaken. And the enemies have been defeated. Thank you, Lord, for that. If we have God on our side, all things are possible. All things are possible. With us and God together, there is nothing that's impossible. We can slay that giant that tends to be in the way. And there's other giants that I could speak of. And well, God was with him. God was. That's how he took down the lion and the bear as well. Was with the help of God, was how that happened. Not just the man's hand. And you say, Miracle Man, how does that apply with a whole different ball game? The stuff we're talking, this is spiritual. That other stuff is just, athletes with a ball and that, and it's fun, but it's different. And we got a song to sing. That kind of sums this up. But before they say that, there may be things surrounding us, left, right, this, that, the forms of life, And these might be really bad, more than just everyday little things. My kid, this. I have this. I mean, that confessional say I have this. I mean, we don't have anything in this interview. That's from the devil. But But I mean, you know, it may look like we're surrounded, but we can be surrounded by Jesus. And here we go. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. This is how I fight my battles. 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 This is how I win 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 my battles. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. It may look like I'm surrounded, but I'm surrounded by you. When you think about that, we are always surrounded by Jesus. You know him as your Lord and Savior. You just ask God to help you. You can just ask God to help you. He'll be there by your side, going with you, helping you, fighting for you, fighting the battle with you and for you. As we can be winners with God, through God, giant slayers, devil stomping, tongue talking, born again, fire baptized. That's what God wants us to be. That's what God wants us to be. That's what God wants us to be. Amen. Lord God, I thank you for this program. I mean, for this word tonight. I thank you that you always go with us. And you want to help us in everything that we do. You want us to have success. I thank you, Lord, that you are fighting with us. It's for us. Because we know that whoever is not against us is for us. And I just thank you that you go before us, you hem us in, and that we just get this word in our hearts and in our minds, and it'll just stay with us as we go through life. Thank you that my listeners will remember this and take this to heart, and that we will all be doers of this word and not hearers only. And I give you praise and honor and glory for that this evening. In Jesus' name, amen. What? What? Okay. Yeah. Hello?
Hold on. It's taking forever to load.
We are just having some technical stuff. So we're trying to get sent to load. Sorry about that, folks. As soon as we can get this caller on board. This is brought to you, of course, by Coca-Cola, who has already won the soft drink battle many a time. And
can I do it?
I don't even know what. Hello? Hello? I don't hear it. I don't hear nobody. I don't. You know what? We are going to go into.
Hello, Rev.
Oh, hey there. Hey there. You're live on the Miracle Man Show.
Hi, Rivers. I just wanted to say that your sermon is so good, and saying how we can be overcomers and have victory and fight our battles. I just really enjoyed that. Thank you for sharing. It encourages me.
Amen. That's so great, because, you know, we can all be overcomers when God is on our side. God is there being with us, helping us. Hello?
Yes, we can.
And he's just.
And
I'm just
learning that too.
And you're learning that, and you got to get this in your mind, in your system, realizing that all the time as you go through stuff. God is on my side. God hems me in. God does. With God,
yes.
I have nothing. With Him, I am everything. You got to get.
And I love the words to that song. It may seem like I'm surrounded, because sometimes we feel overwhelmed, but we are surrounded by Him, so we don't need to be overwhelmed. We don't need to stay there.
No, we don't have to stay there. We can be with God, surrounded by God.
Right. Right. Amen. Thank you for taking my call. I'll talk to you later.
You're so welcome. Love you. All right. Now, folks, now for some sports. You know, but first, before I say that, folks, I want to reiterate what my Aunt Dawn just said. And notice, you know, God has made us more than conquerors. More than that. He's made us victorious. And there's a special song about it that someone from my church wrote, came up with, and sang. But I'm not going to sing that tonight. I will sing that either tomorrow or Wednesday. And I might have sang it earlier. But I might have sang it maybe a few months ago or something. But it's been a while. And I'm gonna do it again. I didn't do it. It'll be the first time. But just keep that in your mind that God is always, and that we are children of the Most High God, and we've been washed in the blood of victory. Excuse me. Amen. Now for sports. Speaking of victory, you had Michigan with a nice win over Wisconsin on Saturday. 75-63. Michigan retains its number one spot in the Big Ten. And they are trying to get another win in their next game tomorrow. I forget who they play. In a couple weeks, though, they have a home-and-home with Michigan State. I'll be interested to see where that goes. But I'll be glued to my radio whenever these two games are. Unless one of them is doing a show, then I might just have an update or two. But you know, Michigan got a good win, so they keep their number 8 ranking in the polls here in America. Michigan State got off that losing road. They got a good win, a nice win at that, against Minnesota on Saturday, 79 to 55. A nice job, well done by all sides on that team. That was a good way to get back on the right track against a team that Michigan beat at the buzzer. And Michigan State put them away. I think that says more about how not so great Minnesota is compared to, is Michigan State better than Michigan? As far as Michigan State's better than Michigan or Michigan better than Michigan State, I can't predict that, try to say who's better or worse than the other until we get close to that home-and-home series. By the way, we will have Son of Swami will be back to predict both of those because I love those. Obviously, I write them myself. I come up with these nicknames. Some of the high school ones I borrowed from him. Others of them, the college ones, I come up with on my own. And Son of Swami doesn't do baseball, so we might do that. But it wouldn't be on a game-by-game. It'd be on like a series-by-series basis as far as who will win the series. And sometimes we may flip around the Tigers' names, trying to think of a couple good ones, a few good ones that we could use because, you know, to kind of keep it interesting. But nonetheless, Michigan and Michigan State both doing well. Michigan State is in the top 10. They can be with another couple of good wins. I'm going to do a college basketball update as part of tomorrow night's program where we do sports. Because then we can kind of look and see where are we in the Big Ten, Michigan and Michigan State. Where are both of these teams in regards to the rest of America? So we'll kind of get a look at that. The Pistons with a nice win. Friday night, they took down the New York Knicks. The lowly New York Knicks at that. They're not doing so well. They lost like 15 games in a row. Ugh. That's got to be terrible, losing all those games. The good news is we've won 3 in a row. Hopefully we can win some more games in a row so that we can try to make a playoff push. Red Wings, though, another day, another loss, this time to Buffalo Sabres, who had lost a bunch of games in a row and not looking so great. Starting to remind me of the Dead Wings of the 80s, even though I was only alive for a few months of the 80s. I heard that at one point in the 80s they were called the Dead Wings. Starting to remind me of that. But let me leave you with a good sports thought. Hey, guess what, folks? The Jets who reports tomorrow for certain kind of cleaning. Tigers pitchers and catchers report to Lakeland, Florida tomorrow for spring training. And pitchers and catchers, their first workout is Wednesday, February 13th. I forget when the first scheduled spring training game is, whether it's the 28th or March 1st or whatever. I'll look at that, and I'll get back with you on that tomorrow, listeners. And with that, folks, I just pray safety over every one of us and wisdom with this weather. We're all going to be wise, and we're going to we're just going to be wise, and you're just going to keep us safe through the snow and whatever ice hits. They say that there could be some high winds, but I claim in the name of Jesus that no one who's listening to this is going to lose their electricity, and everyone's going to be safe and sound and protected by you. And I give you praise, and I give you honor, and I give you glory for that. In Jesus' matchless name, amen. And until tomorrow night, God first, God always. So long, everybody, and I'll see you tomorrow night.